Welcome to The Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au. Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Jackie Rose from New York. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi, Bronwyn. Hi, Franz. This is Jackie Rose from New York.
We're going to be asking Jackie today about something that she does. She's a Reiki practitioner and teacher, and she organizes something called a Reiki meetup. Now, it's not what you would normally think, like a Reiki share where people actually come together. I think it has different levels to it. So, Jackie, what is a Reiki meetup?
Well, the meetup organization is a very large public site like Yahoo or Google or eBay. They're very large public sites, websites. However, the meetup was started by someone who read about community and the loss of community, where people used to get together in sewing bees and bowling events and ring toss in the olden days, and used to make friends. And he wanted to use the internet to create people actually meeting in person. So he started a website called www.meetup, M is in Mary, EETUP.com, meetup.com, where people could join groups of their interest. And so the groups could be on knitting, dog owners, chihuahua, bowling, investors, stay-at-home moms, all kinds of social groups, people who just want to meet for dinner and maybe find a love of their life. And there are lots of Reiki meetups where people just want to meet others who know about Reiki. And the New York City Reiki meetup has over 500 online members. Basically, we try to get together once a month for dinner or for a lecture. We have a lot of wonderful, you know, Reiki masters and Reiki teachers who come from around the world. Franz and Bronwyn, you visited us on April 12th and of this year and gave us a wonderful lecture on Shinpindin. We were so honored to receive you. We were looking forward to that for over 6 months. So that's a little bit about the meetup.
That's great. And so people sign up first through a website?
Yes, meetup.com.
And then you send out a weekly email or a monthly email talking about different get-togethers or when you do the get-together, and so people can just roll up?
Exactly. It's free to join. I pay a couple of dollars a month. I pay $12 a month. It's not a lot of money. And because of my Reiki background, being a Reiki master and starting to teach soon, I do this as my service. And I always dreamed of being a connector of people and people to meet each other. And this provides a fantastic opportunity for Reiki people of all levels, even people who don't know Reiki, can join a Reiki meetup to learn about Reiki. And then come to the dinner meetups, or, as I said, we have 500 online members, not 500 people who can come to a meeting, because many of these members live out of the country, or in San Francisco, or in Canada, or in Israel, or in Australia, or in England, and they just want to know what's going on in the New York City Reiki meetup. So they join our meetup, even though they can't get to a meetup in New York City. It's very nice, because if I wanted to visit Australia or England or San Francisco or Canada, I could join that meetup for free, the San Francisco Reiki meetup for free, and go to their meetings and not pay. Although you might pay for a dinner, or you might pay a few dollars to cover the room rental, you can join a meetup all over the world. I also belong to a vegetarian meetup. I also belong to a museum meetup. So that's a little bit about the meetup. There are 27,000 meetups around the world, almost in every country, all over the world. And there are over 500,000 active members, people attending meetups, and meetings, on gatherings, and there are over a million online members. So
that's
quite
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Is there also a forum section to this online group? So do you actually get to chat to other people? Because I know that's quite popular on the internet, you know, the chat programs. Or is it solely about just organizing to meet up in person?
Oh, no, that's why I said the online people just enjoy reading over the messages, the message board. If you want to visit our meetup, just go to www.meetup.com and search for New York City and then Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, and you'll pull up not only the New York City Reiki meetup, but those in San Francisco and South Carolina, Texas, Ohio, all the meetups, if the organizers, such as myself, allow it. Now, there are some organizers. I just joined a museum meetup. He cut off the message board for back-and-forth blogging. He wants to approve all messages going through him. So the organizers have a choice to close it down or open it up. Our message board is open. We love hearing from you. We love hearing from all the teachers offering different classes. We love hearing about Reiki in the park. We love hearing about Reiki and crystals and Reiki and, you know, massage and every way, which way to use Reiki. We love hearing that on our message board. There are also photos. There are also files. It's quite extensive. Now, let me just say, one of the benefits, the main benefits of starting a Reiki meetup in your community is that the meetup company does all that free promotion on all the search engines for you. So I don't have to do anything but sit back and watch them put it on Google, watch them put it on the search engines in Yahoo, and all that free advertising is about Reiki. And if you actually put in Google Reiki Meetup New York City, it'll come up automatically. They pay for that, and they do all the work. So I just really have to worry about organizing the dinners. We have Reiki practitioner exchanges about four times a year, where we get together, rent a room in a yoga studio that has maybe six or seven massage tables. And then we all exchange Reiki with each other. We do that a couple of times a year. But we don't have to do anything but meet.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And I think that you're telling people about this might stimulate a lot of people out there to think about how they could organize something like that in their area.
Yes, because if you're a Reiki 1 and you want to meet other Reiki people, that's what I did. I became an organizer of the Reiki meetup as a Reiki 1 3.5 years ago. But if you're a teacher and you want to promote your classes and you want to promote a Reiki circle for free in town or in the hospitals, start a Reiki meetup. If you're a health practitioner and you want to do it, say you're a nurse or someone in a health services area, you want to do it in your field, start a Reiki meetup. Because people send me messages all week long, where is there a Reiki meetup in my town? Mm. And I tell them to start it in their town or travel maybe 45 minutes or an hour to go to the next biggest town. There are Reiki meetups starting all over the place. And it's fun.
I think it's a great idea for people to meet with each other and share, for example, some hints on healing or just have a dinner together and talk about their experiences, because often maybe their family members or their friends are not really open or to talk about Reiki. So it's a great way of meeting and actually as well really chatting to people, like-minded people, about what interests you.
Yes, and I think part of what was missing in my life and why I started it, actually I started it after taking Reiki 1 week. That's how hungry I was to meet Reiki people, is that when I took Reiki, I had a teacher in one location a few miles from me, and then I had my Reiki master later on, a year later, in Arizona, which is many, you know, the west coast of the United States. And I wanted a community. I wanted to form a community. And the more people joined, the more I realized they were disconnected from their Reiki master, and they were disconnected from their teacher and their other Reiki friends, or they moved to a new city. So this became like a Reiki family to them. And some people actually come steadily the last 3 years that I've been doing this, and they get together for exchanges that I don't even know about. And then when we come to a dinner, they said, oh, didn't you know we met in Queens? Didn't you know we met in Brooklyn? Didn't you know? I don't know. There's so much going on outside of the meetup that is kind of born out of the energy of people just looking for community that I'm just thrilled, and that's what makes me continue when I realize all of these people are actually making friends around Reiki.
I think it's a wonderful way of connecting with people.
Some of the things that people share are fantastic. They share how they give Reiki to their children. They share how they give Reiki to their garden, to their plants, to their mother or father who is ill, to their boss. It's the most amazing thing just to hear the personal stories. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I know, and that's why we do Reiki, one of the reasons we do Reiki, is that we're all connected in terms of our energy. And so as we channel and do more Reiki, we're connecting more with the people in the world, and then we're connecting more with our family. So all of this connection starts getting together. But if someone doesn't do it on the human level, where you have to take a bus or a train or a car or whatever to get to someplace to meet other people, then that effort is lost. So whenever people come to a meetup, the first thing I do is I always thank them. Thank you for going through whatever you had to go through to get here tonight, because I know that's a very, very hard part.
Mm. And I think on a mental level within the Reiki community, there's been quite a lot of disconnection in the last 20 years. And I really appreciate people's efforts in trying to overcome that and overcome anything that, you know, any fears that they've been told about talking to other Reiki people or whatever, and being able to come together and be open and enjoy the connection that Reiki can give us.
Definitely. It's not something that you do alone in an ivory tower necessarily, like meditation. Reiki is something with people, with fun, with being light and happy and expressing love to one another and joy around the Reiki. And it's not necessarily a sad, solemn, remote kind of thing. So the socialization around the Reiki, where people share tips and books and they say, oh, did you meet Bronwyn and Franz when they came? Oh, you didn't? Well, he's coming again in October. Oh, did you meet Rachel from Israel talking about channeling Reiki? And she does Reiki with the Palestinians and the Israelis both. You know, that kind of thing. People want to talk about how they use crystals with Reiki. So it's that sharing that gets it out in the community. And if you don't get someone's curiosity with the crystals, maybe you'll get them with the Palestinians, or maybe you get them by saying something about Shimpindin or the origins in Japan, and how it's more of a life practice, and the hands-on part of Reiki is only one of the 58 facets on the diamond. There's also the meditation and the study and the five precepts that we say to ourselves every day and we study, so, and the books and the history. So, you know, it's the socialization between the people, exchanging information and getting just joy out of it and education, that keeps people coming to the Reiki meetups, because they say, oh, I learned that last month. I'm going to get myself over there. The competition, let me tell you, the competition in New York for activities is intense. There are about 8 to 10 million New Yorkers. So you know that there are activities all over and people are getting emails. So the competition for the meetups are incredible. Yet in January, in a cold month, we had 32 people attend. Reiki is becoming more popular, and I know for me, it's become a daily practice and a lifestyle. So that's what I hope to promote and inspire other people, because of the healing power and the magic that it brings to my life.
Well, that's a wonderful note to actually finish off, Jackie. Thank you for explaining everything about a Reiki meetup, and I hope that many people around the world will actually start a Reiki meetup and look at the similarities of their practice and sharing these beautiful teachings with each other. So thank you again.
Thank you for the opportunity.